And good morning and welcome to another episode of Quest Community Vibrations, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. This morning we have our same panel of guests, Mr. Walter Pierce, who is our student host. Tanisha Gardner will give us a retrospect and feedback at our half point. We have a new addition to our team, Mr. Christopher Lynch, and of course, we wouldn't be able to do it without him, Mr. Shelton Harris, who is our music director. Let me begin by saying that music, like poetry, has a message, and history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You know, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definitions. News can create a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now, I'm asking you to pull back the curtain and see a different perspective of our contributions, and you will find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, in fact, vibration. And I say again to you, thank you for joining us to hear information concerning our diaspora. So just a minute, and we'll have our student host right on. Okay, and now it's time for our first segment. Please introduce yourself.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations. Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio, and we are live on 89.5 WSOU. But to start off our segment, I want to start off with the diamond. And see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. Now, for my diamond today, I want to give a special tribute to a woman who is very popular, especially in our community, since she has a school, actually, in East Orange. And, you know, she passed away January 28th, and her name is Cicely Tyson. And, you know, Cicely Tyson, the award-winning actress who trailblazed a career across several decades and appeared in countless TV shows and film and Broadway plays, you know, died Thursday, January 28th at 96. Tyson, who first entered the spotlight as a model, was well known across the entertainment industry, earning 2 Emmy Awards, Best Lead Actress in a Drama and Best Lead Actress in a Special, for her role as a former slave in the 1974 TV drama, The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. In a defining moment of the film, Pittman walks up and drinks from the whites only water fountain. Well, when I'm working, I just tell everybody, I said, I don't care what you see. Please don't tell me about it because I work so organically, Tyson said. So the next day, when I came on the set, I knew something had happened. And I simply said, please don't tell me. I don't want to know. And people were talking about the walk. I said, what walk? In 1994, she won a Supporting Actress Emmy for her role in The Oldest Living Confederate Widow, Tells All, a Tony Award in 2013 at age 88 for Best Leading Actress in the play, The Trip to Bountiful. She starred alongside Vanessa Williams, who was inspired by Tyson's work ethic, according to a 2015 interview. Williams says, she did not miss one performance ever. There's no excuse to
to not show up when Cicely Tyson can show up every day. Tyson was among a group of 21 actors, musicians, athletes, and innovators in 2016 who were awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, by former President Barack Obama. In her long and extraordinary career, Cicely Tyson has not only succeeded as an actor, she has shaped the whole course of history. Mr. Obama said at the presentation, Cicely was never the likeliest of Hollywood stars. The daughter of immigrants from the West Indies, she was raised by a hardworking and religious mother who cleaned houses and forbade her children to attend the movies. But once she got her education and broke into the business, Cicely made a conscious decision not just to say lines, but to speak out. Also in 2016, Tyson was celebrated with the Kennedy Center Honor for her contributions to American culture, paving the way for African Americans in the industry. In 2018, she was awarded an honorary Oscar at the annual Governor's Awards, according to the Associated Press. I come from a lowly status. I grew up in the area that was called the slums at the time. Tyson said at the time, I cannot imagine that I have met with presidents, kings, and queens. How did I get here? I marvel at it. And in 2020, Tyson was inducted into the Television Academy's Hall of Fame and received a Career Achievement Peabody Award. And literally, 2 days before, you know, her death, she dropped her memoir, Just As I Am. And it was actually aired a little bit on CBS this morning, you know, 2 days after she passed away. But that concludes my segment on Cicely Tyson. Again, you know, Cicely Tyson is very close to this community. You know how we talk about Newark, but especially East Orange, because that's where her school is, you know, that incorporates a lot of talented kids within the performing arts, you know, community. It's just, you know, it's great when you see all the achievements she has been able to accomplish throughout her lifetime. At the age of 96, she was still going. She was still planning, you know, to participate in a lot of other things. And it's just very inspiring to see somebody of her age still able to keep going. And, you know, eventually, you know, she ended up passing, but it was still a huge inspiration to all. And, again, I just thank Ms. Tyson for inspiring this community and the entire world. So that has concluded my segment. This is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Quest Community Vibrations. Coming up next, we have another segment of Diamonds presented by Christopher Lynch. So don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked. And it's Quest Community Vibration 89.5 WSOU HD. And now it's time for our next segment with Mr. Christopher Lynch.
Good morning. Good morning. Christopher Lynch, your college student host speaking. So I have another diamond for you all today. This diamond is of a very interesting inventor by the name of Charles S. Lewis Baker. Charles S. Lewis Baker was born into slavery on August 3, 1859, in Savannah, Missouri. His mother, Betsy McKay, she died when he was a three-month-old baby, leaving him to be brought up by the wife of his owner, Sally McKay, and his father, Abraham Baker. Baker worked as a teenager on wagons and on linchpins, which sparked his interest in mechanical science. Baker worked over the span of decades on his product, attempting several different forms of friction, including rubbing two bricks together mechanically, as well as using various types of metal. And after 23 years, the invention was perfected in the form of two metal cylinders, one inside of the other, with a spinning core in the center, which was made of wood that produced friction. So Baker started a business with several others to manufacture a heater. The Friction Heater and Boiler Company was established in 1904 at St. Joseph's. With Baker on the board of directors, the company worked up $136,000 in capital, which equates to nearly $4 million currently today. So Mr. Baker and a panel of people that he worked with had, back in 1904, they established the first heating system, the friction heating system that produced heat. And that was my segment on Charles S. Lewis Baker, who was born into slavery on August 3rd, 1859.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, we have Walter Pierce with a definition. Don't you go anywhere.
When the 90s came, I tried to change my negative social outlook. Just maybe, the world really wasn't run by crooks.
Oh, you think not?
On close inspection, I saw that justice and morality was no longer reality in most men's mentality.
Mentality.
Racism was well.
Alive.
Malcolm had been reduced to a commercial X. And the Panthers to a movie.
When the 90s came.
I saw black self-hate at a high, vicious rate.
Look around.
I dug panhandlers.
Got some change.
I stumbled over homeless soup kitchen abused youth with in vogue values. Suicidal sex out mixed up Nintendo kids.
When the 90s came.
Doing violent dances. Taking deadly chances.
Deadly chances.
When the 90s came.
When the 90s came.
I peeped the middle class becoming last fast.
Bad.
Network, corporate, multinational insanity has control of humanity.
Destroying humanity.
And the world psyched into an ethnic fight.
Black and brown.
As the gun runners grow in economic might.
Red, white, and yellow.
And the poor people struggle and fight.
Fight.
And struggle and fight.
And struggle and fight.
When the 90s came.
And now it's time for our student host, Walter Pierce.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And again, it's time to go into definitions. Let's see, this provides the listener with words and meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definition controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And our definition for today is economy. And, you know, it is the structure or conditions of economic life in a country, area, or period. So it deals with, you know, the money, the goods and services in our everyday life. You know, the word is also a noun. And if you want to use it plurally, it's the plural version of it is economy. But you know, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to talk about, you know,
you know, the history of our of people of color in the economy and how we used to actually thrive and how when Mr. Bay was talking, what I started to understand is how it also started to come down for us and the reason why we say today, you know, we're in a financially worse place than people who are white in this country. And, you know, once you think back of how we had the Black Wall Street and, you know, how they seen people of color thriving back in, you know, the 1920s. And white people wanted to end all of that because they didn't want to keep seeing us thrive and, you know, how that was destroyed. And we didn't have a Wall Street anymore after that. You know, a lot of our Black-owned communities, Black communities was burned down back then, you know, the communities that were thriving. So then you move on forward into history, you know, and then we get to this period where we're so, the main purpose is for integration. And, you know, we wanted integration because we thought that would make us more equal to white people. And we could do the same things and won't be discriminated against if we were integrated. But, you know, as Martin Luther King actually said, you know, he believed that he was leading us, in simpler terms, you know, down the wrong path. Because once we integrated, that's when we started to lose a lot of our businesses, a lot of money was lost, and a lot of job opportunities was lost. One example I could point to right now is, you know, teachers. Because once we were segregated, there was a lot of, you know, Black teachers teaching our children. But as soon as we integrated, you know, a lot of those jobs for Black teachers was lost because of integration, and they weren't, you know, really accepted into the job force of teaching. So there was a lot of white, you know, Italian teachers back then. And, you know, I could even speak for my mom, who used to tell me, you know, all her teachers was Italian, even though her community was very diverse. A lot of her teachers, you know, was either white or Italian, basically all of them. And, you know, also other jobs was lost as well. And once we move on to now, and you hear some people saying, you know, just work hard and you'll get the money, you know, you'll be successful, and, you know, just stop being lazy. You know, when I hear something like that, you know, you just have to look into the history of how your people, white people, already had a head start, because when you go back again in time, how y'all was received and had land, you know, that you was able, and you had wealth that you was able to accumulate and pass down the generation to generation that was given to you, you know, by this government, and was sold to you, and you was able to build an empire with your family. But then, as people of color, we wasn't given the opportunity of that because y'all burned down our communities, y'all destroyed, integration caused for a lot of our, you know, people to lose jobs. So we never really had the opportunity. So, you know, that's really what I just wanted to say on the topic of economy, you know, why we're not thriving as much. You know, there's still more history to it, but that's just the basics of it. And, you know, I'm just glad I was able to share that. And this is student host Walter Pierce. And again, you are listening to 89.5 WSOU.
And now it's time for another definition with Mr. Christopher Lynch.
Hey, hey, hey. Back with another definition for you all. This word I'm going to define as inventor. The etymology of the word inventor comes from the Latin verb inventere, author, discoverer, purposer, founder, agent. But there's more to it. The definition of inventor is a person who creates or discovers a method, form, device, or other useful means that becomes known as an invention. The system of patents was established to encourage inventors by granting limited term, limited monopoly, or inventions determined to be sufficiently novel, non-obvious, and useful. The inventor kind of overlaps with our last definition of patent from the other week, whereas the patent protects the inventor invention. So the inventor would not have to suffer any losses or pirating from anyone else. But I chose inventor today because it encompasses a lot of what still remains. There's a lot of creation going on, especially in the African American diaspora, where we've always been inventors of things. So, I like to think of myself as an inventor to a degree. But, I think it's pretty unique for our culture to be as nifty and witty as we are as far as creating things with our ingenuity, our tinkering. We like to figure things out. But aside from that, it's the feeling of creating. To have the power to create things is awesome. And that's what we do these days. We have a lot of Black creators that have platforms that are creating and creating more pathways, inventing things, building upon things for others to follow and build upon that to make the infrastructure of this country great. So that was my definition for today, inventor. I appreciate y'all for opening your minds and absorbing this energy, this knowledge.
Thank you very much, Chris. We're going to continue on with our next segment of Chains of Events. Now, before I continue and present to you Chains of Events this morning, I want to put you up on the fact that Tanisha Gardner and Mr. Shelton Harris will be coming in behind me, and they're going to basically give us a synopsis of what we've done so far in this morning's program. So without any further ado, Chains of Events is an interpretation of the news as it affects the minority community from the alloys of Newark. It is a report on events in politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. Chains of Events reveals the interpretation of one event to another so that you, our Quest listenership, will know what's happening. Now, I continue on a subject in history and in the news of mental slavery. And I present it to you today by form of a story. And the story starts like this. It's a story about a man as he was passing some elephants and suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their leg. No chains, no cages. And they believe the rope could still hold them. And so they never broke free. Now, you may ask, what does this have to do with mental slavery? Well, mental slavery can come in all forms and fashion and transcends all people. In fact, elephants in their natural habitat would break free from the bondage and roam as they please. The reason why circus elephants don't escape is that they believe in false limitations. They believe in invisible chains. This belief is a bondage which begins with this huge elephant's baby, barely able to walk on their own. And that is where I conclude when I refer it and use it as an analogy for people. Now, what I would like to do is bring in Mr. Shelton Harris and then Tanisha and just give us a synopsis. We'll talk about the show so far, the music, the content. Mr. Harris, you're on.
Yes, good morning, Hotel family. I was very enlightened by the inventor that came up with the friction heater. I had never heard about that brother before, so that was wonderful. But I actually work at Cecily Tyson School for the Arts in East Orange, and I've seen her a number of times coming into the building, and she didn't have an air of celebrity with her. You know, she was just like one of the folks. She would just walk through the hallways and stuff. She might peek into a classroom every now and then. But she was real people, if that's even a term. But she was real folks. And our definitions as far as economy, this is something that should be paramount in any young person's mind, because you can only make so much money working for somebody else. And so far, so good.
Okay. Tanisha, what is your idea about the show so far?
Good morning, everyone. The show is excellent. Definitely the definitions and the analogy that you gave about the elephant. And I guess when you deter someone or put limitations on yourself, you do not exceed to your highest expectations. And the mind is powerful. So we always have to keep our minds in check and always renew our minds, and to know who we are and what we're doing and where we're going. And like you said, for the example of the inventor, that is something very powerful, because like you said, I didn't know about that either. And just to know that so many advances that we have done as a race is phenomenal. So I guess when they tell us that we're inferior, we're not inferior, because if it wasn't for us, America wouldn't be what it is. We wouldn't have our stoplights. We wouldn't have refrigerators. We wouldn't, like you said, we wouldn't have a heating system. And it's just, we have to know who we are and study to know who we are and keep those legacies alive and keep pushing on. And that's how we take off those mental shackles.
Okay. Thank you very much for your insight. And we are past the halfway point, and when we return, we have another segment being presented by our musical director. he might not say he fits the title, but indeed he does. And don't you go anyplace. Keep it locked to 89.5 Quest.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop until the beat comes, says to be the short shot. Come on, come
I met
on.
This girl when I was 10 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me or the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those steps was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York hunks had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped with a down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Hit the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1, 2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A constant, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. You act, y'all. yo, we gotta be the sure shot.
Now periodically I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me, by not preaching to me, but speaking to me in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the west coast, and I was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did stud, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past, so she got into R&B, hip hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle, just having fun, not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her he's hung bust.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop, just the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1, 2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat time, gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it, don't check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he altered her native. So that if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rocky, dressing hippie. And on some dumb skill when she comes to the city, talking about popping locks, serving rocks, and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk, telling me sad stories. Now she only with the funk, stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her, not just to say I did it, but I'm committed. But so many niggas did it that she's just not the same, letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this don't stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2 consensus is going to drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, I used to love her, I used to love her,
And now
Kurt.
For our...
Yeah. All right. Curtains, as we see it, is an exposure and analysis of artists and their work behind the curtain in the stage. Many recording artists and companies have grown rich from the support of their community and our community. And what benefits has our community gained from these artists? Well, today we're going to pull the curtain back on an artist known as Common, who was born Lonnie Rashid Lynn in March of 1972 in Chicago to an educator and a professional basketball player. He adopted the stage name Common Sense and became an underground rapper whose reputation became known for his thoughtful, progressive lyrics as compared to the top-selling rap artists at the time. His album, Resurrection, featured the single I Used to Love Her, which we just heard, followed by One Day It'll All Make Sense, which included contributions with Lauryn Hill, De La Soul, along with many others. In 2003, Common won a Grammy for the R&B song for Love of My Life, a collaboration with Erykah Badu. He received numerous awards for his music and his movies. Actually, Common became the first rapper to win an Emmy, Grammy, and Oscar. But more important than all that, more than the last over the 10 years ago, he committed his time and resources to help inner city youth in his hometown of Chicago by founding the Common Ground Foundation, whose work reaches high school students through mentoring and college preparation programs. They focus on areas like nutrition and healthy living, financial literacy, character development, and creative expression. Thomas' commitment to the foundation is both in spirit and in deed, as he donates significant time and resources to the organization. He also takes time to talk to youth around the country, to keeping them inspired, to keep their dreams beyond their circumstances. The foundation serves over 300 students from more than 30 schools in Chicago's South and West Side neighborhoods. Their mentors in education are educators, health professionals that come from similar backgrounds as the students, so they can kind of understand where they were coming from. They provide academic, social, and emotional support for their students. And the students come from the low socioeconomic areas in Chicago, like I said, preliminarily the South and West Sides of the city, who have the potential to achieve in and graduate high school. They just need an extra layer of support outside of their family and school. We need to have more brothers like Common that deal with the going to the source of our future progress, the youth, kind of like what we do here. Maybe we'll be blessed with another sample of his music before the end of the show. Rashid.
Okay. All right. We definitely will be blessed. And we have another song. And pardon me for cutting you off, Mr. Harris. We'll continue. You're tuned to Quest Community Vibration, and you've just listened to Curtain.
To be young, gifted, and black.
To be young, gifted, and black, and own it. It's more than a moment. It's like the sun rose to condone it. Before we was trapping, we was trapped in. Sun and the whips kissing our black skin. Strange fruit hanging, smell the jasmine. Ride the Coltrane, listen to jazz then. Back then. We came with names like James, Fatima, Nina, King, Dreamer, Redeemer of the people. Songs for the people, original, spiritual content. You can smell it when it's gossip. We keep it moving every day, we the target. The young, gifted, and black on the market. Cause of that, we pay with our lives. Or either catching charges, but yo, the goddess is a goddess. Young, gifted, and black. Goddamn, Ferguson, goddamn, Staten Island, goddamn, Baltimore, goddamn, America, damn. I tell you who I am, but you don't understand. Cross the waters I swam, sons and daughters of the land. Yeah, we the black sheep, but you slaughtering the lamb. You try to silence with your sirens. Sounds of violence do nothing but divide us. Evolution of revolution, retribution to do us. The old ways of the U.S., it ain't the new us. Tell them we the stars, they can't shoot us. From prisons and wars, you can no longer recruit us. Salvation is due us even before we change. God knew us. God knew us. Yeah, God knew us.
Mr. Harris, I'm coming back to you. We're going to play another song by Common, but I asked you directly what motivated or encouraged you to choose Common for your curtain today.
Well,
I've kind of been a fan of his for a while. You know, it took me a minute to kind of get into him. Excuse me. There are very few artists that are out here that are actually talking positive stuff about our community. And not just talking about it, actually doing something about it. And, you know, so that was one of my motivations. Excuse me. And just like this last song, this was common with Layla Hathaway. They were doing a tribute to Nina Simone because that Young, Gifted, and Black was one of her songs. You know, so he kind of connects the past with the future for people who have eyes to see.
Never knew a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decided to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. The relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Second, it's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my to even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. And sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Second, it's kind of fresh you listen to more than hip-hop. And I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Quest Community Vibrations live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. As we begin to wrap up our program with only about 8 minutes left, seven, give or take, I would like to add my segment of Chains of Events dealing with mental slavery, the whole moral of the elephant in the rope. And the moral of the story is no matter how much the world tries to hold you back, always continue with the belief that what you want to achieve is possible. Believe you can become successful and be successful. And it is the most important step to actually achieving it. Now, I would like to ask Chris, what was your motivation for choosing the segments that you did today? And you have 3 seconds, knowing that you'll take
well,
more.
My motivation happens to be the diamond of the discussion of the day, Sissy Tyson. She was an inventor by way of her art. As an actress, she had invented a lane of artistry in the film industry like no other. And being a student at the school that she has in East Orange, you know, I felt honored to be able to graduate from such a spot. So as a role model, she's definitely an inventor in my eyes.
Okay. Walter, any encouragement, motivation of your delivery of your diamond and definition for today? What motivates you, brother?
Yeah, of course. You know, Cicely Tyson, again, you know, somebody who is very well-known and appreciated in our community. It is always good to, you know, to give honor to those type of people who've been around for so long and has been in the industry, you know, for so long, participated, you know, in every move you could think of. You know, you hear about Cicely Tyson. So, you know, it's always great to honor those that came before you. And, you know, she's just a true inspiration to our people. And then, you know, just the economy for my definition, because it's always important, you know, to educate how we are in this position we are today. You know, even we are thriving and we're going in a forward direction. You know, it's still not fully, the job's not finished. And, you know, we're still working to get that job finished. And, you know, it's always good to just shed history about how our communities, that we actually had very good thriving communities, but how those communities was destroyed because they didn't want to see us thriving and winning. So that's why I shared that for us today.
Okay. Mr. Harris, did I hit the mark with my mental slavery with the story about the elephant in the rope?
Yes, you did. You know, because conditioning and stuff comes from the parent allowing the kid to be conditioned or trying to protect the kid, because if the kid would, every time the elephant would walk away, he would get beat. And in order to justify not having their child being hurt, we would condition our kids to follow the rules when they were really contrary to what we should do as far as our freedom was concerned. It's just like a caged bird. A caged bird thinks flying is crazy. Like, hey, what's flying? Because you've been in a cage all your life. You've been conditioned that that's your whole world. And it's not. It works with animals and it works with people too.
Okay. Tanisha Gardner, I'm not. Talk to me.
Okay. So I have a quote from Nipsey Hussle. It says, if you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage.
There you go. Okay. I guess that sums it up. We're going to get our number one fan on the line and just make a comment, ask a question. It's all, the floor is yours.
Good day, everybody. Great show. All of our hearts are heavy for the loss of a true giant, Cicely Tyson. Also, we lost another giant, John Chaney. Have a great day. You guys are doing such a great work.
Thank you so much. We're going to come right back.
Her knees buckle, staying for a man to survive. See me hustle, seen and been through struggle a whole life. Made the transition from being his to his wife. Stifling, the night had been an ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed.
And that was Common. And Walter, I'd like to ask you to close us out.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 WSOU. Quest Youth Radio is the best.
The best youth radio. Radio. Thank you once again for joining us. For information concerning our diaspora, this has been ...